I have been thinking of some of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. In John chapter 14, 15, and 16, the Lord Jesus deals with 9 of these ministries. And I want to take another one of these ministries, and I want to think with you for a few moments about this ministry as well. One of the things that we notice in our Christian lives is that our hope is not just for eternity. In life itself, however long we live, we have the help of God in our lives by the indwelling Holy Spirit, meeting the deepest needs of our lives. One of these needs is found in verse 27 of John chapter 14. And Jesus has this to say, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This is not the first time the Lord Jesus has dealt with the subject of anxiety. You find this in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. You find it again in Philippians chapter 4, where he says, "Do not be anxious about anything." One of the tricks of Satan in our lives is to destroy the peace that we have. Now, we know that this word peace is used in several ways. First of all, we have peace with God. This is salvation. I trust that you've found the Lord Jesus as your Savior. But in the Christian life, we need the peace of God. We now already have the peace with God, but we may not have the peace of God filling our hearts. In this world, and some of you have gone through this rather recently, in this world we are going to have trouble. We will have typhoons come sometimes. We will have sorrow come. We will have business disappointments. We will have disappointments in family life sometime. We'll have disappointments with colleagues and friends who fail us. And sometimes these disappointments, these troubles that we go through, bring a lack of peace. We're troubled and upset. We lay awake at night worrying and fearing. And we don't need to be like this. I've been through a number of very difficult experiences in my life, in my ministry, now just nearly 50 years as a missionary. And in these years, I have been through a number of difficult situations, but I have learned in my life to turn to the Lord for peace. Now, this passage speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in giving this peace. It is God's will and desire that we have someone in our lives who will give this peace to our hearts, who will put our hearts at rest and take us through the most difficult situation. He may not remove the circumstance. The typhoon still came. He didn't remove the typhoon. But for the heart of the Christian, he was giving peace. Some of you lost much. Some of you may have lost everything. But he still could give peace to your hearts, that God was with you. He had spared your life, and he was still with you. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. So Jesus said, "When I go away, I'm leaving my peace with you, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He will live in your lives. So you will not be without peace, even when I'm in heaven, and I'm not here to verbally reassure you. Nevertheless, you will have peace in your hearts." And so this ministry of the Holy Spirit is another of these very important ministries that we have. When He, in our hearts, as we pray to God for peace, and Philippians 4 says we pray with thanksgiving, remembering His goodness to us. But when we pray to God for peace, He brings peace to our hearts and floods our souls with peace in the most difficult circumstances. And this is my prayer for you as you live your Christian life, that daily you will seek the help of the Holy Spirit in having peace, and you will find it.